Penn. Welcome to Ping. We're joined here with Joey Snow.
At Joey Snow, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, at Larry Law, if you want to follow me, at Larry Law. And we're doing Ping Live for the first time. It's Boys Without Foys today.
Boys Without Foys, yeah. There's a huge rumor going around now. I know that Lara was working on the keynote here at Tech Ed in Amsterdam.
She was the referee in the boxing box.
Absolutely. Now, my understanding is, I don't know if this is true, but there's a rumor going around that somehow Clint deployed some new code. One of the battle bots got loose, and there's a Foy down.
Foy down. Awesome. So we're doing Ping today. All right, so the first story today is Microsoft bought Yammer. $1.2 billion, or is it Microsoft? We like call it a buck 20.
It's just a dollar 20. Yeah,
it's just a buck 20.
You just rolled out. Yeah, okay, there you go.
And that's not too bad for a company. It's only 4 years old. So.
Yeah, but 4 years old, and the really cool thing is just the amount of adoption that Yammer has, right? And Yammer social networking, right? Social networking for the enterprise.
Yeah, so it's between 70 to 80% of Fortune 500 companies use Yammer, and it's kind of like, you know, Facebook for companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also talked about integration into some
that
of our existing products, right? So they talk about Dynamics, Skype, SharePoint.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how SharePoint and Yammer would kind of overlap in different areas. So.
Yeah, a little bit. I know that a lot of times I see SharePoint used for some of those kind of social aspects, at least minimalistically, when folks don't have the Yammer thing. And I think taking the enterprise and social networking in the enterprise or in a business environment is really kind of a unique thing. I mean, we have something internally, you know, that we use with Office Talk and chat. It really kind of took some getting used to because, you know, us on Twitter and we rely so heavily on social networking for all the other things. I do DJing, right? So there's all
DJ
sorts of stuff social networking wise. When you take it to the business, it really kind of does change things, and it really does provide a unique, you know, a unique experience. So.
Excellent. All right, next story. And Golnaz does the thing here where it all swoops in and goes bloop, bloop, bloop. So I'll just do the next story for you, Golnaz. Bing Maps. So Bing Maps had a huge update. They just uploaded 165 terabyte of data. So it's the single biggest data release that I've ever heard of. So it's all kinds of new imagery. And the best place to see this is you can go to the Bing Maps World Tour, and we'll link up to it in the show notes so you can check that out later. New U.S. imagery is already up. Europe will be finished this fall, and we'll be up by end of year.
You know, this just blew my mind, because previously the entire size of the imagery that they had in Bing, 129 terabytes.
Yeah.
That was like the entire thing.
Yeah.
They just dropped in an update that was larger than what they actually had.
Cool.
It's absolutely crazy. Do you use imagery?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Around trying to get around, find maps. I'm like,
I like to look at all kinds of stuff. I like to look at my house. I like to look at my neighborhood. I found a couple really cool bike paths that I took by my house just by looking around at some of the imagery from my house. So I love Bing Maps.
You know, when I'm on the road and I'm traveling to strange lands,
and they are strange.
They are strange.
The ones
absolutely.
You go to,
thanks, Larry. One of the things is it's easy to get the directions and right, turn right on this street, turn left on this street, until you can't read the language.
Yeah, there
and,
is that.
And you guess, right? You guess if there's no street signs. I like to look at imagery a lot, too, to also find some kind of, are there key landmarks, things that I find. And then, of course, I mean, who doesn't? When you see a surface, right?
Yeah.
First thing you do is you see a surface on campus, the old surface, right?
The table.
The surface table. You go in, you launch it, and you do imagery, and you go down and go, look, that's my car.
It is very cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
throwing it around and stretching. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, in the older images, you could actually see my truck in my old house down in Texas before I moved to Washington.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of new areas that you can check out at the Bing Bing Maps World Tour. And they're indicated by, like, yellow stripes. So as you zoom in, the yellow stripes disappear, and you can see the new imagery. I was happy to see that there was a campsite that I was at up in the Yukon by Mount Logan that they finally took imagery. It used to be that it was, like, really blurry up there. And now it's so good that you can, like, zoom in on this mountain that I was camping on and see, like, there's doll-head sheep all over the mountain, and you can see little dots and stuff. So it's very cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So now I have a new place to go camping.
Excellent. All right, next story. Thank you, Golnaz. Thank you. All right, so next up, Audible, Windows Phone app. So Amazon created a Windows Phone app for Audible. This opens up access to 100,000 books. And it's background audio. I'm looking at my notes here. Background audio. It's compatible with all Windows Phone 7.5 devices. And best of all,
free.
It's free.
Not one penny.
Yeah. And so audiobooks. Do you do audiobooks or you read an old school?
You know, well, I'm old school on an e-reader.
Audiobooks are kind of old school when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been around.
You know, I do some audiobooks, right? And,
yeah.
And I'm a complete and total football junkie. So, you know, a lot of times I'll throw those in. And I used to do it a lot more when I had a longer commute.
Yeah.
Right? Now I've got a 10-15 minute commute, so I don't nearly do it what I did. But hey, I tell you what, I talk to a ton of people, read a lot of stuff out on the interwebs about Audible.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the app that everybody's like, when is there going to be an Audible app? When is there going to be an Audible app? So while I'm not really an Uber audiobook, I understand you are. You do something crazy.
Yeah, so I listen to a lot of audiobooks because it's just more efficient. And we have the awesome Microsoft Library, which has a ton of audiobooks in there. So I get audiobooks and I listen to them at double speed. Because it's like I'm speed reading through these books, and it makes it a lot easier for me to get through books faster. And I can also read the books while I'm driving to work, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do the double speed thing. I think my brain might actually explode.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And double speed, I mean, I tried to do 2.5. It's just too fast.
It's just
you
too
can't
fast.
Follow it. And sometimes I lower it down to like 1.7, but yeah, I try to listen as fast as I can.
Yeah, and the library, I mean...
depends on the person reading the book, really.
Sure, absolutely. Coming out 100,000. Ish, right?
Yeah.
100,000
yeah, 100,
books. 000. So there's a lot of options there. And then also, you can actually import. This is one of the cool things I was checking out. If you've got an existing Audible library, you can actually wirelessly sync your library down to your phone. So you've got
Very
it
nice.
Right there, and you know, no more multiple devices. It's everything right on Windows Phone.
Awesome.
Right.
Can't wait
Phone.
To see it.
Yeah, should be cool.
Next story. Yay. All right. So next story we have, Microsoft is not making a phone.
They're not making a phone.
Yeah, it came out and said, we are not making a phone. And so I feel like I probably shouldn't say any more about that. That's probably the long and
short
of it.
What if you were the CEO, man? What would
That's
you do?
That's what the article says. Yeah. Try to get me in trouble. It says, what would you do if you were the CEO?
Exactly. What are your thoughts? I mean, I don't want to.
Oh, if I was
the
CEO, I would make one of everything that we have a market for. So I would make one of, I'd make a slate, I'd make a phone, I'd make a Windows home server, I'd make a home theater, I'd make all these different things. And if other companies want to make devices, then they can do other things. Because the beauty of the Windows ecosystem is that there's lots of openings for niche markets. So if you want a ruggedized slate, if you want a ruggedized laptop, you know, then you have a demand for that, and a company will make those. And so that's what I'd probably do. But
it seems that somebody at some point needs to kind of set a standard. And I think you saw that you know, with the Surface tablets that we announced last week. So you kind of set the bar at this point, and then you just kind of throw it out there and go, all right, you know, tweak it out. You said ruggedize it, make it better, whatever it is. I don't know if I go as far as you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you look at specific devices and, phone, tablets, kind of things, the home server thing I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
There.
Thank you.
But with the PC thing, I don't think
I'd make a PC.
You know, because I'm one of these guys,
anymore.
I build my own.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, and so I like to tinker and toy. I mean, and it's great because the relatives call you and they're like, hey, man, where should I go get a PC? And you're like, I don't want to support you, so go call. You know, so and so. I don't know. I think the PC market is a little tricky, but
yeah,
I probably would at least start. You know, set the bar.
Yeah,
set
and we have a lot of good partners that we're working
absolutely.
With the phone. So I really don't think there's any kind of need there. We're going to keep our Facebook status for Microsoft in a relationship, and we'll leave it there. I think we're all doing fine there.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So. I'm torn on that, but I can live within a relationship, but I like my phone.
Excellent. Well, and that's Ping. Coming up next, we're going to have Dan Fernandez and Rick Braza and some other people who are going to be doing a panel on modern UI design, which will be very cool. And so stay tuned. Again, Larry Larson, you can follow me at Larry Law. And
I'm Joey Snow. You can follow me, oddly enough, at Joey Snow.
Excellent. And thanks for watching Ping.